Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
I saw the finger of God touching the lips of people in here tonight. And so one touch, and you're undone for the goodness of God. And when Dale was talking about the unworthiness, you know, when you have an experience with the Lord, whether it's a dream, a vision, or if he manifests right here tonight in front of you, the one thing I know is you're undone for his goodness. And there's this thing that happens where it's not that we're sinners, but his holiness is so holy, it's hard to comprehend our frame. And so right now I pray for an increase for our frames to be able to to stand to hold up under the presence of the King of Kings. Because friends, we're in the season where there's been preparation, but now there's breakthrough. And I declare right now that the greater measure is flowing, and signs and wonders are following. And church, get ready. Church, get ready. And I'm praying right now for people to know in an instant who to minister to, when to minister, and when to get out, in Jesus' name. I'm reminded of the scripture where Jesus, I'm not sure who talks about it, but with the pigs, you know, don't is it a proverb? Don't cast your pearls before swine. And so, you know, I'm praying for us to know who to minister to, when to minister to, and where to sow our seeds so that it has a impact in the kingdom of God. And so this might be strange to some of you. If you're new, welcome. We're raw. We believe in the move of God, the Holy Ghost, everything, Acts 2, all the time. We don't just have it on Sunday night or Wednesday. We have it every day, 24/7. We live in the kingdom of God. Jesus released when he went, when he took everything, all the sin, all the brokenness, all the corruption on himself. And then 3 days later was defeated death. And he brought right order into the world. He brought right order into us. And it's by choice. Why do some people not choose it? Because they don't know. And so I'm telling you that we are in the signs. We are in the season of signs and wonders. And you'll see counterfeit stuff too, because that's what the scripture says. But see, we have to learn to discern the move of God. And I'm sorry to say that there's been so much fake junk in the church, and they call it the move of God when the air conditioning kicks on. Ooh, that's the Holy Ghost. No, that's the air conditioning. And we have to be trained up to know the difference. And so as disciples, we're all disciples of Jesus. We have the Word of God as our source. It's the plumb line of everything. And we have the Holy Spirit inside of us who leads and guides us into all truth all the time. He's called the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And if you don't have him inside of you, you need to get him inside of you. And don't leave here unless you know the Holy Ghost and you're filled with the presence of the Holy Ghost. It's a separate transaction. It's different than being born again. There's more. There's always more in the kingdom of God. And see, the church has sold us short. The church says, oh, just say the sinner's prayer so you don't go to hell. Listen, if that's where you're at, you're not even in kindergarten, okay? And there's a thing called the walk of the Spirit, the move of the Spirit, where the Spirit leads and guides us in all truth. And friends, we have to wake up. We have to drink the milk of the Word and then eat the meat of the Word and not argue over, is this doctrinal? Look at what the Word says. Look at what the Scripture says and be led by the Scriptures. And when you start to listen and be led by the Scriptures, they become alive in your heart and the revelation of truth starts to come upon you and you see and you know and you can discern a counterfeit when you see it. So the day is here. James talks about it. Timothy talks about it. Paul talked about it. We're talking about it. There's churches out there that want to make you feel good. It's not about feelings. If the church is asking you how you're feeling, ask yourself, what's that all about, Holy Ghost? We don't sow to the flesh. Feelings of the flesh. We live and breathe by the Spirit of the living God. I'm seeing a great split. I've been seeing it. We've been talking about it. you know, you used to be able to just sit in the back row and hallelujah, I come to church. And I'm not pointing out anybody in the back row, okay? Everybody moves forward. Come in late, leave early, you know. No accountability. Oh, this is my church. Yeah, I go to church here. Oh, do you? We haven't seen you ever. You think I'm joking, but we see it all the time. You know, I'm sorry to say, but you're only fooling yourself. And you know what the word says about fools? Lots. A whole lot. And I don't want anybody to feel like I'm talking to you, because I'm not. I'm talking to everybody, okay? Here's the thing. I'm declaring this into the earth. There is a thing that's happening where, you know what? If you are casual, you're going to get caught up in the storm, and you're going to have the effects of wind damage. There's a place in God where when the storm comes, you are in the center of his will, and you kind of know there's some turbulence, and you see it happening, but you're not affected. Because of the scripture, you built your house on the word and not sinking sand, not on your feelings, not on your emotions. Anything that is of the flesh is going to blow away, and that is a good thing. We have been taught it's bad, storms are bad. No, they're not. No, they're not. It exposes the condition of the frame. So welcome the storms. But here's the thing, when you welcome them, you say, Holy Spirit, what's going on? What are you saying? And then you try not to read in your flesh what you think, because it's wrong. Because there's two realms. There's God's realm, which is called the kingdom of God, and there's the realm of earth, which is cursed and corrupt. You can live, you know, the Bible says our citizenship is in heaven, but we live on earth. You can live in heaven, on earth. Some of you are like, what is she talking about? You have not been in your book. Go to the book. It's not too late. God is desiring a people after his heart, not after his building, not after his program, not after the goosebumps. There are stakes in the ground. The foundation has been poured. Where are you fitting into the foundation of God? And I'm not talking church, okay? I'm talking you and him. You are the temple. You know what? Oh, some people are like, whoa. That can't be scriptural. Yes, it is. Read your Bible. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are all the treasure of God's. He bought us. He purchased us with his son's blood so that he could have fellowship with us. It's not about us. It's about him and his goodness and his kingdom. We are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. And that's an old term that we don't use too often. Ambassadors don't get an opinion and they don't show their feelings. They represent the king or the kingdom of God. And I see the belt tightening in the spirit. It's like, God is like, come on now. I sent you. I chose you. Hold your scepter up and decree and declare my word into the earth. And stop complaining about your problem. Wow, he's right. I'm getting corrected too, okay? Where you look is where you go. Think of the little kid on the bicycle, la, 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 and all of a sudden there's a dog off to the side, and you start to look at the dog, and what happens to the wheel of the tire? You go towards the dog. Single focused through the word, the scriptures. Are you more focused on what Facebook is saying, what CNN is saying, what MSNBC is saying, what Fox News is saying, what your pastor is saying, or are you holding the word of God up and saying, this is truth? Pure truth, without filters, the word of God. Who wrote the word of God, by the way? Holy Spirit. Who's the Holy Spirit? Spirit of truth leads and guides us in all truth. If you are in turmoil right now, there's a fix. If you are confused right now, there's a fix. Put your focus on Jesus. Well, how do you do that? You have to shut some other things off. For some of you, it'll be Facebook. It'll be the neighbor who's constantly telling you how bad it is out there. It could be the pressure from work, trying to give you more and more and more work, which is really a scheme of the enemy. Who do you serve? The king. Who do you work for? Your employer. Where's the right order? Is your employer more important than the king? Is there some wrong order? I'm just preaching by the Holy Ghost here, challenging you. I know some of you are retired and this doesn't apply to you, but it does. Here's the thing. God hates idolatry. But he won't say, because he already did. He gives us choices. I think there's a scripture that talks about life and death is in the power of the tongue. Choose life. He even tells us what to do and how to do it. He talks about idolatry. We see it throughout the word with the Israelites, how they turn their eye away from God and went back into idolatry. God divorced himself from them. That is tough. But he also brought Jesus into the earth to redeem us from the idolatry, from the brokenness. But there's There's these two kingdoms that are colliding with each other. And I'm going to tell you, God wins. So if you want to be on the winning team, are you competitive? I'm going to tell you whose team to get on and what fight you should fight. The fight is in your mind. It's not out there. It's in your mind. Every battle can be won by mastering your flesh. What Mark 11, whatever that is, 14, where it talks about the mountain, be thou cast into the sea if you don't doubt. What is it? 23 and 24. That's the scripture for us to use today. It's not for back then. It's for us now. Do you have a mountain in your life right now? I got about 10 of them, okay? Do they instantly fall into the sea? No. But if we don't deal with them, guess what happens? They get bigger. And that's their job. Because that's the enemy's job, is to steal, kill, and destroy, and distract. How do we win? Through our words. What am I talking about? We have to know the key to victory over every situation in our life. And the only way to know that is through what the Word of God says. I could tell you, here's what I do, but that's my living word. It's not yours. Now, you can use it and you can speak it, and what will happen is it'll start to grow inside of you and become a living word in you. There are some scriptures that I own, that I wear all the time. They're mine, and I love them, and they feed me and nourish me and protect me and guide me. And then there's some others that I don't know so well that I need to know. But is my laziness or my settling, my flesh nature, ruling so that I don't practice and speak to the mountain that I need to speak to? Free will. There's always a choice. And I'm going to choose life every day. Do I make it every day? No, I mess up all the time. But I don't beat myself up and I say, here I am again, Lord, what are we doing now? Oh, I wandered off into the desert. But here I am now. Will you help me? And a good father always helps his kids. He has no ability not to help. He's pure and holy, and he doesn't judge us like we judge each other. There's a scripture, this is what I was talking about earlier, that talks about being fully persuaded. I was going through a trial last week. Some of you might know. Some are visible and some aren't. How about the invisible ones? Bombarded with a lot of junk. Dealing with it, moving forward. And I finally said, Lord, what is going on? And you know what he said to me? Are you fully persuaded? I wasn't. He knows what area we need to work on when we don't know what area we need to work on. Well, how do you become fully persuaded? Through the Word of God. We have to speak. I have several situations that I need to get fully persuaded on. Does it take forever? No, it takes, okay, Lord, here I am. And by faith, not by works, but by faith in the power of His Word, which all things are held together by that faith in that power of His Word, I'm going to speak to the mountain and it will be removed. It will be cast into the sea because God's Word can't lie. So if there's an issue or a delay, what is it? Well, am I fully persuaded? That's a hidden area. It's like circumcision of the heart. You can't see it. Fully persuaded, though, the Holy Ghost sees it. And he doesn't condemn. He just corrects and says, challenges. Are you really fully persuaded? Well, truthfully, no, I'm not. Because if I was, I'd be speaking of this thing. So I took his challenge. Well, he didn't challenge me. He just corrected me. And I knew exactly what he was talking about, lack of faith. If you're not fully persuaded, it's because lack of faith. There is lack of faith. Fully persuaded means nothing on heaven and earth will change your mind about a situation because you're fully persuaded. Now, fully persuasion comes not from what we think or see or feel. It comes from the written Word of God, which is a sword. It's the most powerful thing that God has given us. The Word. It's so vast. If you just meditate on that for a while, the Word became flesh. God spoke, let there be. We have that. We have to recognize who we are and what we are. Right now, I command, take this if you want it, I command a spirit of boldness to come on us. Holy Ghost boldness to shake us and correct us and direct us into all truth in the name of Jesus. See, there's two agendas. That's all. There's not 75 bazillion. There's just two. Let's simplify it down. God is love. The enemy is hate. We are either motivated out of love or hate. Degrees of love, degrees of hate. But it all boils down to the two points, love and hate. The enemy hates God. God loves everyone. God hates sin. But he loves everyone. We're not objects. We're his children. He loves us. When we sin, he doesn't hate us. He hates the sin. Meanwhile, the enemy's like, you sin, God hates you. No. What's the Word of God say about the matter? Not what you've been told, not what you've been preached to, not what your friend has read and told you about. What's the Word of God say? Who are you? You are made in the image of God for his good pleasure. Let's simplify that. So if you're made in the image of God, The Word of God says we're little gods, not like in the weird way that the New Agers tried, but we're the image of him. The image. The image, not like a duplicate copy, the image. We are made in his image. We are his image. We're not a copy of a copy. He dwells inside of us in bodily form, if we allow him. I'm stretching. I can feel it. I feel like we're pounding ground here, cutting weeds, clearing a path. So, regarding the situation that's your stumbling block right now, does anybody have one in their mind? I don't want to hear it. Are you fully persuaded that God can help with this? Are you fully persuaded that God's already done it and you just have to walk it? Not in torment, but in faith. There's a difference. And when you correct and adjust your mind to perceive God's word in that matter, the enemy loses his grip. Now, he doesn't lose his grip because he got tired. No, it's because he realizes and you have exercised who you are. What? Amen. Image bearers. Amen. So God's waiting with great expectancy and anticipation for us to come into who he created us to be. You know, I used to ponder that scripture, and I still ponder it, but I get more and more. Greater works than these you shall do. What could be greater than raising somebody from the dead? That's pretty great. What could be greater than growing out a limb? What could be greater than giving sight to the blind? What could be greater than loving and reaching into the dark places and setting the captives free? How about watching the transgenders get their original body parts back? Can we go there? Can you see it? Can you believe it? Can you speak to the mountain in faith? Are you fully persuaded? Are you fully persuaded? Just saying. So, the message is simple, but it's true. There is nothing that hasn't been defeated by Jesus, your big brother. He handed us back the keys to the kingdom of God and says, occupy until I come. Are you fully persuaded? There's areas that God is challenging me on. And not like, oh, you should be further along. Like, oh, I'm not fully persuaded yet. How do I get there? He told us. It's in his word. It's in his word. The directions are in his word. And when we look at his word and speak his word to the mountain, fully persuaded, what if you're only partly persuaded? It ain't going to work. Fully persuaded. How do we build faith? Faith comes by So we all say that. Oh, faith comes by hearing the word. Hallelujah. I've heard blah, 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 blah. Listen, that's a feeling that you're operating out of. Operate out of the Spirit and get that scripture that you need, which is greater than a pill in a medicine cabinet. Some people are on pills because they just don't fully believe that God will heal them. And I'm not condemning. I'm just waking you up to the fact that there's no disease that God did not die for. And if you have a disease, you really have a thinking problem. And the only way to get your thinking straight is by building your faith. We have so many testimonies of people who got it from the Word that Jesus died for their sins, died for their healing, died for everything, and said, you know what, I'm going after this. Well, how do you do it? By being fully persuaded. How do you get fully persuaded? By building your faith. Derek Prince took it 3 times a day, the scriptures, and he got healed of an incurable skin disease. Who's the old guy, Hagee? The one that was, Hagen, thank you. Kenneth Hagen. Couldn't walk. Was on his deathbed. Saw death a couple times. What happened? He built his faith up through the Word of God, became fully persuaded, and then exercised in faith, getting up and dressing himself. Did it happen the first time? No, he fell a couple times. He was working his way into fully persuaded. That's similar to labor to enter his rest. You leave the flesh, the thinking process, what you feel, how it looks, and you go to the Word and you see it in the Spirit, you speak it by the Spirit and release it into the atmosphere, and it has to line up. The Word of God has to line up with what you say. And that's why it's important to watch what you say. How often do we word curse ourselves? We go, oh, it's casual. It's, you know, nothing's happened. Oh, really? Really? God has challenged me on how I speak. Not that long ago, I made a joke with somebody and said, we're just a couple old ladies. And pretty soon, you know, pretty soon, a couple old lady things started to happen. I'm like, wait a second, where'd this come from? And the Lord said, don't you remember when you said that? And I said, it was a joke. Well, it was a joke to me, but life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I spoke death. And so the enemy's like, aha, taking this one, riding it out. So I had to break the words I spoke, replace them with the truth, and move forward. And I don't care about blowing it. I care about getting it right today. What are we doing right now? Well, I forgot. I got sidetracked. Who cares? You're here now. Do it now. A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. And pretty soon, you've got it, if you faint not. Faint not. You can faint, come back, but faint not, you'll get it. It's like the word, dashing, 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 until all of a sudden, hey, that pile is, there's nothing left. Sometimes it happens, and we don't even know that we're not in faith. We're just speaking, you know, oh boy. I love the faith movement. It works. It works. What you speak, you know, the New Agers took it. The witches take it. The Christians need to stand up and start speaking life into the situations. And some people do it in out of their head. You can start in your head, but let it get into your heart. And you'll know the difference. Because when it gets in your heart, there's this thing called fully persuaded. It's different. The witches don't get that. They don't get it. There's no power to the heart. It's just a thing by the spoken in the Spirit, but it's not connected to the heart. You're like, how does that work? I'm not going there now. But what I am going to say is we need to take a little bit of inventory. Is there an area that you're not doing so good in? Can you think back? Did you word curse yourself? You fighting with your spouse? Did you say, well, he's a dirty good nothing to your friend? I'm just paraphrasing, but, you know, you're struggling with finances? Did you say, well, I'm always broke. I never have any money. This is the way I always live. I break those words in the name of Jesus. God's word says, and you find what it says and you speak it. And I'm not going to tell you what it says, because then it's just a pill I'm giving you like a pharmacist. Dig in and get the gold, the treasure. And as you dig in, the cool thing happens. The more you dig, the greater it is, greater the find. The revelation just explodes, and you'll be walking, and all of a sudden, boom, there's some more to that revelation. God is calling us. Can you hear? He's positioning us. Are you there? Or are you still on the fence? Is this God thing real? Do I really want to surrender my whole life and will and emotions to Him? Won't I be like a robot? Lies from the enemy, sown into your flesh to cause corruption. Come out from among them and be ye separated. And when you make the choice to do that, God takes you serious. He rewards those who diligently seek Him. He's a rewarder. He's not a punisher. All the punishment went on Jesus. So if you're feeling punished, you're in the wrong kingdom. The enemy's the punisher. Jesus is the rewarder. And so He's calling us. Can you hear Him? Can you hear Him? He's calling us to holiness. Ooh, that's a word I don't know too much about. I don't know if I want that. Yes, you do. You're made in His image. You're not cheap. You're not plastic. You're holy, separated for His good pleasure. Only if you choose to. Will you choose to? Have you said that prayer? Lord, I want to live for You. I want that to be that scripture that Paul spoke. It's no longer I, but Christ that lives through me. Teach me the walk of the Spirit. Show me Your truth. Guide me in all truth. I don't know what any of this means, but I know You're true, and I know You can help me. Will You help me right now? I hear Him saying yes. I hear Him saying yes. I hear Him saying, take the challenge. The Holy Ghost challenge. Holy Ghost, what's that Holy Ghost? Holy Spirit. It's Jesus in the earth, manifested inside of you. Any questions? Was this too much tonight? Father, we thank You for everything You're doing in here. I see this tapestry, and I see the angels weaving very fast, like strings, and pulling in and making things right and making things ready for when Jesus returns. And it's beautiful. And You're beautiful because You're made in His image. So right now, I thank You, Father, for everything You released tonight. I pray we receive it by the Spirit. I pray You give us dreams and visions. Holy Ghost, I'm asking You to hold so tight to us that we won't miss what You released tonight, that we won't miss what You're doing in our lives tonight and what You're doing into this earth, because You've got a plan, and we say yes to Your plan. Not the plan of man, not the plan of the enemy, but Your plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.